Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball's got a lot of rules changes that you just heard Shelby Cassese in Sports go over in summary levels of detail because she's only got 90 seconds to work with here. So we decided before the show we would get an expert on to talk about these rule changes. Somebody that knows baseball back and front. Somebody that absolutely can speak with authority about 2019's changes, and even then look ahead in this particular person's crystal ball to the 2020 changes and the impact that they will have. And so pleased to welcome in our baseball rules changes expert, new Pirates pre- and post-game host, Craig Riley. Craig, nice to have you on the show.
I wish people could see like doing like the tie tightening, sitting up straight.
Yes, thank you.
I'm very good. Yes. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. I'm going to roll through these with you.
I like this.
I want some actual takes. One thing I know, even though your opinions I find to be odious most of the time, you have them. That's what a guest needs. Guest needs to have opinions on this show.
Whatever odious means, I'm assuming it means you hate them.
Yeah, smelly. Terrible.
Because they're very
awful,
different than yours
offensive,
every time.
Offensive yes. To my nostrils. Like I'm a French person, like wafting, you know, through. All right.
Could have just said stink.
So the pace of play caps the mound visits last year at 6 per game. And they have decided 5 visits per game, possibly 4 next year. So this is essentially, as the piece you printed for me says, a cap on meetings at work.
Yeah, I don't feel strongly about this one because it's a pace of play one more than anything. They don't care about what that does to the play of the game. Like, does the pitcher need to talk to somebody to figure out what to do next? That's more them trying to speed up the game. It's another one of those rules.
I have no problem with it, man.
Right?
One of the things that I don't like about even my favorite sports, basketball being probably the chief among them, especially the NBA, I hate the overcoaching in both college and pro basketball.
Agreed.
The end of games. Baseball doesn't have a clock. Everyone knows. Yay. I like the fact that they are forcing guys to figure it out on your own. Go through strategy on your own. Have things set up. Have good signals. Be detail-oriented, basically.
Well, this rule, I sort of pair my thoughts with that with another rule we'll talk about.
Okay.
That's coming. I think it's the one that's coming next year, is that you have to face 3 batters, each pitcher.
So we'll hold
on to that one, but I'll circle back to this, a little tease to
that. Quickly, this should make you happy. You're going to be doing the post-game and the pre-game. Breaks are now going to be shortened in national games down to 2 minutes, but also going to even cut down a couple seconds from local games. So that adds up.
Pace of play. That's all that is. That's all these rules that the league wants are pace of play.
One trade deadline. No waiver trades in August anymore. It's
absolutely
July 31st.
Hate it.
You hate this? Why?
Yes. I think it's a big market move because they're saying it's going to increase and put more importance on the offseason,
yeah,
which is when the big teams spend big money. The Pirates don't. They don't win the offseason to become a better team.
Okay.
The Pirates win at the trade deadline, or better yet, their big moves are sometimes at the non-waiver trade deadline, or at the waiver trade deadline, which they're eliminating. Was that not when they got Marlon Byrd?
Correct, and Morneau.
Yes. So that was when they made the push to get two guys that were big-time contributors to their playoff team. Getting rid of this is bad for the small market teams, good for the big market teams. I hate it.
Smaller market teams maybe just have to get more active, though.
Yes, well, that's what they're trying to do. This is the players. We should do this with each role. Did this come from the league or the Players Association?
Okay.
The other two were league. This is Players Association.
All-Star Election Day. So they're going to have another day. They're going to have
voting. This is such
voting.
A weird one.
Who cares? You know what?
This is a league one trying to drum up social media interest.
I don't care.
Because that's what they want to do.
I don't care. The All-Star Game, $1 million prize for the Home Run Derby winner.
Could you even name what it was before?
No.
That weird trophy?
But you know what? $1 million I can kind of visualize.
Will the big players that don't do it now because of it?
Yeah. You know who's going to be? No, I don't know if like a guy that just made $300 million in a contract's not going to do it. Bryce Harper is not going to be more likely, or Machado. But you know what's going to be fun? If a guy who's making league minimum has like a Max Muncy year, that guy is going to be going so hard to win the home run derby, it's going to be great theater.
This makes me want to see the guys who don't make money. I don't want to see the big names in it. I want to see the guys who $1 million is more than they're making this year, because they'll go all out.
I would add a rule, although people want for the star power. I would add the rule that every participant has to be making less than $1 million.
Yes, because there are guys.
There will be guys who are on such bar. Well, I'm trying to think about this now. I'd cap it at you can't have a player in it who's making more than $5 million a year, so everyone's going hard.
Well, the year Pedro was in it, he was still on. Pedro Alvarez was on his entry level deal.
Rook
he was
deals.
Making like $600,000 maybe at best. He would make more for the home run derby than he would the entire year, 162 games. You think he's not swinging out of his shoes at every one of those?
Oh, dude, I am absolutely here for that.
So they need to add that amendment to it. So it's not a bad role, but it won't play out the way we want it to.
I don't care about the players getting bonuses for where they finish in All-Star voting, because it's just going to make for more annoying social media campaigns.
Care. Yeah, and that's what it's all my about. Twitter's, all those my are social media.
My Twitter is the platonic ideal of how the site should be used. Huh. I don't need more of these things going on. How do you feel being our expert so far? You know what you've sounded like? I've got to say, you have sounded very authoritative about all this.
You got to fold them, at least,
I did tell you before the show, so it's not like I should have sprung this on you at 2:38.
Here's the thing. You can't. Anything baseball that comes out right now.
Hardcore?
To the front of the line in my mind.
You got the prospectus
out?
Oh,
yes. I have it right over here. Yeah.
You sound authoritative. That's half the... Listen, man. If you've learned nothing from me from producing my shows for 6 years in afternoons, you don't even have to know what you're talking about. If you just sound like it, you're in good shape.
I believe the phrase is fake it till you make it.
Yeah, I've still not made it, but I'm definitely faking it. 26-man rosters in 2020. I like that. That's a PA. That's an extra guy on the roster. That's an extra paycheck.
Yeah, it'll be interesting how that works, because the Players Association kept wanting the extra player because the coaching staffs, I think, wanted the extra pitcher. Well, now they can't have the special, like the one-out specialist. So they got it, but not for the reason they wanted it, I don't think. But they'll be happy nonetheless.
Fewer in September, 28 total.
Love it. Too many players.
Yeah, I don't love those. I don't love the expanded rosters, because it feels like it waters it down. And that, you know what? I think it's going to make it more competitive down the stretch, because sometimes you got guys wearing number 68 pitching to Paul Goldschmidt. And it feels like it's a little cheap.
Yes, and the thing I hated was when you were in a playoff push and all of a sudden a team calls up a guy that all he is really fast and becomes like a pinch runner just to steal a critical base that really matters in that game, but that guy has no business being here at this point in time.
All right, I'm skipping to the last one here because we got to go. The 3-batter minimum. And in this one, the one you printed out for me, the bridge too far. Basically, it's Rob Manfred's baby is what you're this rule. Sorry. To me, there's not a lot of strategy with the lefty one-out guy. I want better pitchers to be in. One of the things people hate is that there's more strikeouts in baseball than ever before, and there's not as much balls-in-play situations. Guess what? When a lefty that throws like underhanded like Javier Lopez used to comes in and then whiffs Chris Davis on 3 pitches where Chris Davis looks like he's swinging a tennis racket, then he's got to face 2 righties maybe.
And this
tough
adds,
cookies, pal.
This will add strategy to the game, because you can't just use that guy for one out. You have to make sure that guy can get face a couple more.
You know what it's actually going to be? It's going to be a boon for guys who are left-handers who maybe don't have awesome platoon splits like that, but are better pitchers than guys who do, because then they will get a chance. You got a lefty who's got a rocket arm, but maybe doesn't have awesome platoon splits, he'll get the chance because you think he can get righties out.
Like we said, if this is a league or players association role, this is league. Players association probably hates this because with the added roster spot, a specialist reliever would have been used for that, and now you can't.
Tough. I'm happy
and that
about
they
it.
love getting that guy a job who can really only face one person.
Tough.
But I'm good with it. I like it.
I know I'm Mr. Union guy, but I like this.
Me
because
too.
I don't find the lefty one out guy to be a big strategic thing. I think it's stupid because it's just been abused to this degree.
Yes.
All right, Craig, you did good as an expert. You did well as
Thank
an
you.
Expert, in case my mom's listening. Actually, she's not. She's still teaching.